dinyanin, goes through dinyan mechorban, multiple, many aleph bays. Al kapanim, there's a piece over here. It says, Yoda yara bi'ur kistoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw at me fire like on stoim. Val kol ele hinasli bas edoim. And on top of that, bas edoim came along and teased me about it. It hurt me with their words. Yeshev bodot v'yidoim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and keeps quiet, waiting for Yeshua's Hashem. That's the piece over here. I want to try to get a sense of it. He's saying, we suffer terribly, and worse than the suffering are the cruel remarks of Edom, and Yeshev Badat V'yidah, keep quiet and hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person can never suffer emotional pneumistic hurt from an object. If a person has a shalom falls, hurts himself, he's hurt. But the type of anger, the type of upset, the type of emotional hurt. So, at best, who put the rack here? Whose job was to make sure there are no racks here? But a pneumistic pain is never comes from chitzonistic pain. When somebody else has hurt me, someone has gotten the better of me, somebody has been able to vanquish me, there's hurt and there's pain because that person is, because it's a person to person. He vanquished me. The chetimtza, the sword is only a chetimtza. But the pneumius of the pain is the person to person. And the way in which it expresses itself is in the dibur. So when I tell somebody, you see, I won, good for you, you're a nobody, you're a loser, whatever comment they make, that becomes a sense of personal hurt. And that becomes person to person. Klal Yisrael, every enemy that engages Klal Yisrael is an enemy, not a mikritic enemy. Every enemy is engaged in Klal Yisrael. And the dibur that we won, whether it's Malchus Reim, Malchus Yavon, Malchus Paras, all those Malchias, the dibur is the personal hurt and pain that someone who's our enemy has triumphed over us. And b'meila, we need to respond. When somebody jeers at me, when somebody makes fun of me, I have a very, very strong urge to respond because it's a hurt on a much deeper level. It's not a physical hurt, it's him against me. He's gotten the better of me. That's how it works. So when Umas Olam come against us and they say things, we have the strongest urge to respond to them. You read newspapers today, you read that one Ritzach after another Ritzach gets up and speaks about Israel not being careful and the rights and this and that. Syria speaks, Iran speaks, North Korea speaks, Hasidim Asylum. They all speak about us. And you really feel like bashing back. You really, why? I mean, but that's the way it is. But it's wrong. Because we understand the Hashgach is Hoy Asher Shevet Api. The Umas Ha'olam are valueless. The Gruim Sheb Umas Ha'olam are just a Shevet Api. And our battle is not with them. Imagine a person a person gets, someone comes along and tells him what Reuven said about him. So my kas is on Reuven, not on the shliach, because the shliach is just repeating what Reuven said. Like Dovid HaMelech said, Hashem amaloi kalel, that's by Yisrael that has Bechira. Umas ha'ilam, those especially, the gruim shem ha'ilam, the kemat balchai, they're talking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending them on us. For whatever reason, that's not who's there. The circus of Dumas Olam saying the nonsense is nothing. It's pre-programmed. It's nothing. It's a synthetic voice. There's not enough das there to say anything. And that's why not answering is be'emes. If we saw the world in the right perspective, that if Klal Yisrael is buzzy ben umas and suffering, it's only because Hashem says. If we understand it, that whoever the tzur is because Hashem amar lekalel, then it would not in any way engage us. So that's what he says over here. He says that he's and all the bad they've done to us, they've also been cruel to us in terms of the words and things they said. Yeshev bodad v'yidoy. The person needs to be quiet and hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has nothing to do with that person. That person, there's no, the people that rose to the top and what serious role, there is nothing to them that in any sense we would think that they're worthy opponents. They're simply they are shevet api. You can't understand that a third rate loser would destroy the world. It doesn't make any sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for whatever reason, and therefore the not responding is not just a tactical thing. What's the point of it? What's the use of it? And so on. A person should not be moved by it. A person should understand the address. That if everything comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshev Bodet V'Yidoyim, to be Meyachot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Umas HaOlam are simply a temporary tool when needed to be shaved up. Echa Ashpasoi, Pasach Ikeva, Zoikeva, Lavoiti Biaf, Hoysev Eiver.